This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You know the best way to a successful podcast? Lots of quiet drawing.
Combat reaches an all-time high.
You see from above two more spiders.
What?
Come down and...
Galabras yells, spiders!
But the crits just keep on coming.
If you are rolling criticals for 4 hours or longer, please call your doctor.
See a healer.
Shit.
And despite Matthew's best cackle...
That's pretty good.
It's good.
It's a good start. I mean, it's a good draft.
It's a good draft.
It's a good draft.
I need to work on it.
Danger still gets too close for comfort.
Looks like Galabras will live another day.
All right.
Oh, this is fun. We're having a good time. All right, Baron Von Spider Killer.
The adventure continues right now.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the newest episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. Tis I, Galabras the Cleric, otherwise known as Skid, the guy who plays Galabras the Cleric on the Glass Cannon Podcast. Hello, it's me. Thank you all so much for listening. We've had an amazing response to the show, way, way better than we anticipated, and just want to give a couple of shouts-outs to people who have helped make that happen, one of whom is our good buddy Steven Stagliano, fan of the show. He is on Twitter, at Steven Stag, Steven with a PH, the proper spelling of Steven. So give him a follow on Twitter, and he might follow you back, although he likely won't, as he only appears to follow 27 people on Twitter. So I don't know what he's doing. Also want to thank Nick Lowe, also another friend of the show and a fan, Marvel's own Nick Lowe, editor in charge of the Spider-Man series of comics at Marvel. He also is a big fan of the show, not in an official Marvel capacity, mind you, but he still likes the show and has tweeted as much, and that's been a huge help. So thank you, at Nick_Lowe_ on Twitter. He's been awesome. Also want to thank fan of the show, Cameron from Austin, Texas, who let me know that he actually served in Iraq with a fellow soldier named Gormley, who he adds... The fellow really looked like a Gormley, which I don't know what that means, but it sounds horrifying. But that's awesome. It's got to be a huge advantage to go to war with a witch, because we love having one, so it sounds great. So please also check out our new website, www.glasscannonpodcast.com. We're working on that as we speak. Also, please follow us on Twitter, at Glass Cannon Pod, and check out our Tumblr, www.glasscannonpodcast.tumblr.com. We have all of our, we actually got new sketches for our characters that got done, and they look amazing, and I think they hopefully will be up by the time this airs, so please check those out, and a bunch of other cool stuff, maps and other pictures. So please enjoy our newest episode, episode 7, Humans, Centipede.
All right, you have found a hope knife that says, for Roderick, my love, and you're standing in front of a bookcase, a rotten cabinet, and a dead spider.
We actually found two hope knives, correct?
Yes. You did. You found a rather ornate one in the other room, which you appraised at 100 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. But this one is clearly much more special because it is the lost hope knife that Brynja originally gave to Roderick.
Gormley wants to search the cabinet.
Okay, so you search the cabinet, and there's a bunch of, like, boards are all rotted and kind of gnarled, but you see something beyond the rotted boards.
So the rotted boards are the shell, like the shell
inside?
Yeah,
they're all kind of, like, warped and rotted, so.
Can I roll perception and see what it is? Or can I break
reach
it?
Your hand.
Can I reach in?
You have to kind of, like, push aside the boards.
All right, I reach in and push aside the boards, and...
You push aside the boards, and you find a couple of things.
Nice, Gormley.
Oh, we needed those.
I need those things.
We need things.
You find an iron flask containing some sort of oil. You also find some sort of potion. A beat-up scroll case holding two scrolls.
Ooh, fancy.
And you also Elder find scrolls. Two vials of holy water.
Oh,
that's nice. Can I do a craft alchemy on the oil?
Sure.
Great. 11.
It's an oil of magic weapon.
Ooh. Y'all, this is a oil of magic weapon.
So you guys can spellcraft the potion or the scrolls. And the scrolls.
I'm going to spellcraft the scrolls. 19.
Nailed it.
DC 19?
It was enough, though. The case itself is only worth 5 gold pieces, which is pretty good for a beat-up scroll case. But the two scrolls, one is a scroll of summon swarm, and one is a scroll of knock.
Oh. Lockbox.
Knock is good because it opens locked shit.
And, yeah, so, and the spellcraft thing in general is just like, when you get a scroll, you're not necessarily able to read the magic on it because it's a magical, you know, language that's interesting and different and weird. And if you're a magic user, you can try to roll to see if you can decipher what it says. And Gormley is good at this, apparently.
I have a skill rank in it, and it's also because my true now, my artifact hunter status, I get a bonus in there too.
Ah, that's cool. That's excellent.
So you're like an ugly Tomb Raider.
Basically.
An ugly old Tomb Raider.
So here's my question, that maybe this would be interesting or maybe not. How, if I want to use the spell in the scroll, how can I do that?
It's complicated, but basically, if you have, you have to have the spell available to you in your spell list for your class. So it has to be something a witch could ever cast. Uh-huh. Like a summon swarm, I'm sure a witch could cast. And you then just, if you know the spell, you can just read it and automatically cast the spell, and the scroll vanishes. It's like, and then the swarm comes in. Or you can study the scroll, memorize it, and for a witch, put it into your familiar's mind. It also destroys the scroll. You don't get to use the spell, but now you have access to the spell forever.
Oh, you do. That's cool. That's like wizards are great because whenever they find a scroll, a wizard can copy it to his scroll book, and now he has access to
it. Right, so for a witch, that version of the spell book is the familiar.
So, dies?
When the familiar dies, you have to start over.
Wow. So if you had like some badass spells hooked up to your Green Sting Scorpion and it gets stepped on, you lose that.
A half-orc, a clumsy half-orc.
That had my wish spell!
Yeah. Right.
It's now a pile of goof.
And I'd have to look, but it's something like I can retain two spells from the familiar.
It's pretty tragic. But there is an item that you can get that costs like 3,000 gold pieces or something like that. It's called like a stone familiar or something. And it's like a statue of like a familiar, and it's like a hard drive for your spells for a witch. So you could like save your spells. For if your familiar dies, you can use this item to transfer it to the new familiar.
That's so it's like a pet rock.
Yeah. Yeah, except really, really, really powerful.
All right.
And the potion is a potion of Shield of Faith.
Oh. Okay. And that's something that Galabras would use, right?
Yep.
So
I'm just rolling that 19 over because
thanks.
Nothing more boring to me than a praise check.
I have a mage armor potion. I can still use that.
Yeah.
Not as a mage, though, right?
No, potions, yeah.
Potions,
yeah.
Anybody can.
It actually fell out of your purse when you were trying to extract venom from the spider. And it shattered.
It's a backpack, and I also have a belt pack.
It's a valise.
It's actually a
sandalier.
Okay, so what I see is we're at this bookshelf and cabinet and dead spider husk, and then sort of, I guess, behind us. I mean, we're facing the room with the going downstairs where the creepy thing came up.
Right, you're facing a second door, which you know would lead into that stairwell.
Right,
And but then what about the other side of the room is just a deeper part of this hallway, and you see that towards the end of the room, the floor has caved in, and you can see straight out to outside because the building out there has also collapsed, and there's a pile of rubble about 15 feet high on the other side of that hole in the floor.
Okay, so can...
and then all along your right is this stone that used to just be outside of the building.
It's got like runes written on it.
Runes that read Screed in Orc. And you can see the sky above you. And even though it's day by now, it's dark as fuck in here.
Okay, so can Lork sort of move towards the gaping hole on the outside, moving along the boulder to the right, and just seeing what's on, you know, that whole side of the place? What's, you know, I guess open to the sky?
Sure. So,
like, is there anything between? I mean, basically, this is where the tracks led into, isn't it? For the where the troll tracks led in.
Well, you know, they came in from the outside of the building. You would think that they led in around here, mm-hmm. But it's unclear because now you see walls and stuff at the end of the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Which I am now going to draw. You know, the best way to a successful podcast: lots of quiet drawing.
Yeah, people love listening.
Lots of visual.
That's what I've heard.
And, I mean, and Troy just drew a bunch of happy little stairs.
Into the rock.
All right, so at the end of the hallway, and that's where you end up right there?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question, Troy?
I'm sorry, we just don't have a lot of time. Yes, of course you can.
If your dungeon master was also an alter ego, like our player characters are, what would you call yourself?
Gary Sinise. I don't even know what that means. This is the first name.
I believe that name is taken.
I'm your GS, your Gary Sinise.
Sorry, somebody registered with SAG with that name.
Alright, so there's a door on my right and stairs to my left.
Stairs, are they going up? A collapsed stairwell to the left.
Going up or going down?
Going, well, they would have went up. So basically, you see a wooden staircase that once led to an upper story, and it's all but crumbled to ashes. The northern wall, like I said, is completely collapsed, and the floor underneath is sunk entirely, leaving just a dark, gaping hole in the ground surrounded by rubble. There's a single door to your right, Lork, which exits the room, presumably to the outside.
Okay,
let's go up the stairs.
One thing first. Gormley's going to walk over to the hole. Are there small bits of rubble about, like things that I could pick up?
Sure. Show me where you're going.
I'm just going to stand on the edge of the hole there.
Okay.
I'm going to grab a piece of rubble and cast light on it.
Okay.
And toss it down.
Roll
into
a perception check. Okay.
9.
Okay. As you start to walk there, the floor begins to collapse.
Ooh. Oh no.
Oh no! I'll try to grab. Lork will try to grab her.
Roll a reflex save.
I also I have featherfall, so I can, if I were to fall anywhere, I can.
Well, Lork doesn't know that.
Reflex save.
Yep.
Can I eat it? Can I eat it?
Sure.
Am I just going to roll a reflex save, basically?
Yeah.
23.
Oh, you would have fallen in, but Lork grabbed you and pulled you back, and the ground crumbles beneath you and falls into the
hole. Yeah!
So,
nice.
Thanks,
Lork. Lork pulls you back.
Don't mention the feather fall to Lork. Let him have this moment.
And that collapses. Whoa, so that space you were standing on is no longer there.
So did that happen before I even got to the rock and the light and all that?
Yes.
Can I do that now?
Playing with fire, kid.
I stand back some and you throw it into the hole.
And you want to just throw a rock into the hole?
Well, I cast light on it so it will emanate light.
Okay.
And I throw it down into the hole so we see if we can see anything.
And how deep it goes.
Okay. Yeah. You throw this thing into the hole and it just goes. You hear it, but you can't see anything.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. So let's not go down there.
So it's hundreds and hundreds of feet, is what you're saying.
Thousands.
Troy.
Kid just handed me a note that says Galabras swan dives into the hole.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right.
Wait.
That's what you want to do.
Okay, so.
You know what? I think it's about time. Lork, that was a great reflex save. You get a bottle cap.
Hey!
Gormley's all right.
Life. So what does that mean, Troy?
Well, actually, okay.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I forgot. You get advantage, which is a D&D 5th edition term. So basically, anytime you want, you can say, I'm going to cash in this bottle cap so that I can roll twice and take the better roll. And you can use that anytime. But you can also say... You
but know, it has to be a D20 roll, right? Like you can't use it for rolling damage.
Yeah, no, no, no. It's just like, I'm going to try and hit this guy. I'm going to use my bottle cap.
Or I need to make a reflex save. I'm falling. Like, roll twice and take the better one.
Use the bottle cap. And then you can also use it to disadvantage me, where you can be like, I do not want this thing to hit me. I'm going to use this bottle cap to disadvantage you, Troy. And then I got to roll twice and take the lower number.
Nice.
It's just a thing that it's a house rule that we borrowed from D&D 5th, and it's really fun, even though I don't give a lot of bottle caps out.
Ever.
And that one was just really good. Because I'm a great guy.
All right, so there's this door that I think is heading outside. Do you guys want to just like peek out and see if there's anything outside?
Take a peek.
Just take a gentleman's peek.
Give it an old college peek.
Lorcal will open up the door, assuming it's unlocked, and try to peek outside.
He thinks he's going to open up the door. It is stuck closed.
Use the knock spell.
No. So it's not locked. It's stuck closed.
Yeah, it's stuck closed.
Kick it down. Kick it down.
Do you want me to try to bust through this thing? I mean, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think there's any point, really.
I'd like to go up the stairs.
Well, the stairs are collapsed, correct?
No. The stairs on the other side that we ran away from.
Down the stairs.
Well, there's this other door. There's another door,
the
too.
The stairs to the far north end of the map, I think, go up and down.
Oh. Did I misunderstand that?
Those stairs down the end just go down.
Oh,
it's a wraparound staircase.
Kick it open then.
So, well, we have one more unchecked door besides this stuck one.
Let's
do you just
want
to check that real quick?
Check.
Right. Yeah.
So first of all, everybody, roll a perception check.
Mm. 22.
11. 21. 11. Okay. Who rolled the
22 right here.
22 is the highest?
Homie.
Okay, just at that moment, you see from above two more spiders.
Oh. What?
Come down and...
Galabras yells, spiders!
Surprise.
Oh my god.
I think you have blisters.
So they come from over the broken ceiling?
They come from above.
Through the broken ceiling?
Through the broken, near the collapsed staircase. They were up there on what was left of the ceiling, and they just descend down. One attacks Gormley, the other one attacks Galabras in a surprise round. Roll initiative.
Oh, crap.
Oh, fuck.
So are they attached to webs? Did they web down, or did they drip?
Oh. There is a web attached to the ceiling.
Grant's die hit my die, and I was about to roll an 18, and it turned into a 2.
It's still an 18.
Classic Grant.
You know what? That sounds like a reroll.
All right.
To me.
Oh, one. I rolled a 1.
That's what you get.
I rolled a 1, too. So.
Classic. Oh, boy.
Is there any battling music on Silence?
Give a battling.
There definitely is
battling spider music.
Again, we should mention that our ambient musics and sound effects are provided by Sirenscape. How do you spell that, Skid?
That's Syrinscape. Sirenscape.
They're not a sponsor, but we do plug them a lot, so maybe they will be.
Ooh. That is Sirenscape.
Yes, that is actually Sirenscape creator Benjamin Loomis. That is his voice.
Really?
Well, he's Australian.
That is how they talk. I read that.
Oh, okay.
Who are my 20 pluses?
You're going to have to go way
oh,
down,
man.
Way down.
Who are my 10 pluses?
13.
13 for Baron?
13 for Baron. The Dwarven
No
gunslinger.
One higher than Baron.
Not me.
Titties
not Lork.
Christmas. All right, who's got 9?
Lork's got those old
eight?
Man reactions.
7?
Gormley has 8.
Gormley has 8.
Gormley has 8. 6?
5 for Lork.
And what about Galabra? Oh,
that's a
right.
1.
Sorry.
I feel like...
Oh, so you have no initiative bonus. No. A natural 1 is a 1.
Yeah, it's just a 1.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
I feel like James Harden dragging this team to 50 wins no matter what happens.
Very specific reference.
I'm sure there are a lot of nerds listening to this who also love professional sports.
Yeah, love the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, no. Those are the Houston Rockets.
James
Harden,
you're right.
Yes.
I mean, I was thinking of Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
I apologize.
Okay.
Profusely.
The first thing you notice is these spiders are pretty big, but they don't look as badass as the one that just fought you.
Okay.
But there's two of them, and they're coming down. First one attacks Galabras.
Oh, no.
Nope. 10.
Oh, it's a miss. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I had to check because I don't know. Your AC could be 10. And then the other one attacks Gormley and misses. And that was the surprise round. because quick little note about surprise rounds. Basically, these things stealthed down, and so they rolled their stealth check. You guys, the PCs, rolled your perception check, and their stealth check beat your perception check, so that means they get a free round before combat even begins.
Their stealth check beat a 22?
Yeah, they are,
Well, spiders are very stealthy.
They're stealthy, true. Okay. And they also came from above the ceiling like Little Miss Muffet when she was sitting on her tuffet. Now, the game begins. Okay, round one. And the spider that just attacked Galabras is going again!
Oh, man. This is so unfair.
And, ooh, that's going to be a hit. 18?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. It bites for 1 point of damage. Ugh. But I'm going to need you to do...
Oh, no.
Poison check?
A fortitude save.
Oh, boy.
What, are these spiders have some sort of spider venom?
Kind of spider is this?
What was that? Craft alchemy check.
Take their spider away from the Baron. Their poison. A 15.
That'll.
15?
Yeah.
Fortitude?
Yes.
Looks like Galabras will live another day.
All right, all right.
Oh, this is fun. We're having a good time.
This is fun.
All right, Baron Von Spider Killer.
So currently, we're in a 3-long by 3-long kind of rectangle formation with the spiders at the front, Galabras, and, god damn it, Gormley. Followed by Baron and Lork. So I'm going to make a little L-shaped move around from the back of this rectangle, so I'm at a diagonal to the spider, please. So I'm now flanking. I'm in between Gormley and the spider, and I'm gonna shoot it with my pistol. Did that provoke an attack of opportunity?
No, you took the wide way around. You
okay. Okay, yeah. I trust you guys.
Oh,
so that's a 6 plus 4 is a 10 to hit.
And what weapon was this?
Pistol.
Your pistol just comes around, shoots, misses El Spidero. Gormley McGorms a lot.
Well, the last spider was immune to my hexes, so I'm just gonna line up my crossbow and take a shot right at it.
Fair enough.
That's a plus 3 plus 2, so that's a 16.
16 hits.
Hold that thought.
I was gonna say that does
5 points of damage.
And which one? This is the one that attacked you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was a crossbow. Did you...
No. This is the one that attacked Galabras.
Oh, that's the one that attacked Galabras.
Yeah, that's the one you're flanking.
Now, here's...
Yes.
The...
Oh, no. Well, then in that case, it's an 18.
Yeah. Oh, it's still hit. Yeah.
Still.
Now, was that a ranged attack into a melee? Did you...
Oh, yeah. I guess it was, yeah.
So that would be a -4 to the attack.
So it's 14.
It's a 14?
It's a 14?
Yeah.
I thought, so you rolled an 18?
Well, yeah, because he forgot the flanking bonus.
Ah, so you got the flanking bonus for a +2,
yeah,
which was just enough for it to still hit for 5 points of damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful
job. What we were just discussing is basically if you're using a ranged attack like a crossbow or a bow or throwing a stone from a sling, if you're throwing into an enemy that's involved in melee combat with one of your allies, you take a -4 to the attack. But he still...
Troy, there's no time for this. We're under attack by spiders.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just cannot deal, like...
The worst part is I was just talking to myself. All right. It is spider number uno, the one that attacked Gormley, is going to do it again.
Oh,
man.
And I dropped my die. Ooh, 13.
I have a 13 AC.
Oh, brother McBrother. Oh, brother, where art thou? That's going to be 3 points of damage. From its poisonous bite. Now give me a little fortitude save.
There you go.
18.
Yeah.
Seems like you're going to be okay.
For now.
Well done, well done.
Lork.
Lork is going to, he'll just move around. He's behind Galabras. He's going to move around him and just stab with the spear.
Okay. Which one are you attacking? The one that
attacked Galabras twice.
Okay, the one that Gormley just hit.
Yes, the one that Gormley just hit.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Natty McTwenties?
Natty McTwenison.
Oh, man, so he's now finding we gotta see stride. If I
confirm the critical. Oh, come boy. On, Lork. Come on, Lork.
Do it.
Back in the game.
Do it. Confirm.
Confirmed yes. crit.
Oh, yeah!
Is this the first confirmed crit?
This is the first.
Absolutely the first.
It's, yeah, it's only like the second.
Ladies
battle.
And gentlemen, we are currently pulling a critical card out of Deckbox by Ultra Pro. You can visit their website by going to www.ultrapro.com.
We're so nice.
That might not be true.
It might not be true at all. I got it on Amazon.
Oh, I'm sorry. This might just be the container for the cards. Yeah. You can okay. buy a very nice card container.
Yeah.
All right, so...
What kind of critical. Weapon was that?
It was piercing.
All right, so...
Nerve cluster. Normal damage, and the target is stunned for 1d6 rounds.
Oh! That is very powerful.
And then it gets a fortitude save each round to act. So each round it still has to make it. If it makes it once, it doesn't save forever.
Sure.
Each round it wants to act, it has to make a fortitude save.
Otherwise it remains stunned. For
correct.
For the 1d6 rounds. Correct. All right, roll for damage, and then
so
roll
first I'll
for
roll
the 1d6.
Damage. Yeah, Lork! 11 damage.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lork steps up and hits this thing straight in the heart. Doesn't even matter
Lork
about
is screaming. He's just like...
kills it immediately.
Yes!
Where is this fuck? This guy?
Yeah, okay. That fuck.
Dead.
Nice.
All right. Now you guys are catching your stride. It is old Gel's turn. Old Galabras.
All right. Gel is going to do a 5-foot step away from the other spider that's attacking normally.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to use my domain ability, Bit of Luck. I'm going to touch
yourself,
Baron, on his penis.
Tip of my dick. Tip of my dick.
That's actually straight out of the core rule book.
So next time you roll a 20-sided die, you may roll it twice and take the more favorable result.
It is
so you just have bottle caps on you all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your domain ability is a bottle cap.
Yep. I can do it 6 times per day.
That's amazing.
Six times?
That
we need to start utilizing that all the time.
I keep forgetting I have it.
Skid is Viagra.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I'm grabbing that dick.
Straight up Cialis, if you are rolling criticals for 4 hours or longer, please call your doctor.
See a healer.
Shit. All right, well, perfect timing.
Well done.
Because it's round two and it's Baron's turn.
All right, Baron.
Baron says, much obliged, Galabras.
He like touches him on the shoulder. Like, good luck.
16?
16 hits.
But I get to roll twice. No, yeah. Regardless, right?
Yeah.
Could be a critical. Could be a crit.
Okay, the 16. Let's go with the 16.
That 16's good. 16's good.
Oh, I used as a swift action reloading with a paper cartridge. Allow me to...
How convenient.
You're not allowed to do that after you've started your attack roll.
According to the rule book.
Oh!
7 points of damage.
Oh! Searing bullet right into the eyeball of this thing. It's still trucking. Gormley.
It's some sort of one-eyed spider?
Gormley's going to take a 5-foot step back and shoot at it. Do you want to load my crossbow?
Yes, that's a move action, so you can't take the 5-foot. You can take the 5-foot step and load it. You can't shoot it. Yeah, you got to.
I'll take the 5-foot step and load.
Okay, so loading, ready for another round.
It's cocking and driving.
Cocking and balls.
Cocking and balls. All right. Oh, the spider has no one to play with. Well, he's stepping right up to Gormley again. He's got a thing.
Fuck you, Gormley.
For this woman. And I would say that is a miss.
All right.
As that loud S goes through my mic. Lork the orc.
Lork is going to stab again.
Fresh off a kill.
Another natural 20.
Get out of here. Two in a row?
Two in a row. I got to let me see if I confirm.
Statistically improbable.
It's an 11 to confirm.
It does not confirm.
Oh, so. Damn it.
Damn.
But it's still a hit.
Still hit. Roll for damage.
9 points of damage.
Lork kills the second
time. Oh, my God.
Boom. Oh, man.
He's like, this feels really good. It's like, yeah. Really, really, really good. Never get behind a desk again. Fuck that desk.
All right. Congratulations.
All right.
Spider hazard avoided.
Nice.
And Gormley didn't fall through a black hole.
You killed the other spider, right? Did you kill all three of the spiders? Did you have the killing blow on them?
No, you had the killing blow on the big spider.
Yeah, you killed
spider.
The first, the big one.
Oh, well, I still want to call you the Orkin Man.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Chris. all right. Well done.
Awesome. Would you like to extract a lot of venom? Troy just gives you free venom.
Yes. Time for an alchemy check on this motherfucker.
One.
Ten. Give him a bit of luck.
All right.
Yeah.
second spider. Let's go. Second spider. Let's go.
No.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. Troy wins again.
The house always wins. Okay. Nice job. What is next?
Let's check out that other door.
Yes.
The one that we haven't gone through yet that was in the first hallway that we
came through. Oh, I see that door there. Yes. Yeah. Classic door.
Just your box standard door.
It's just your run-of-the-mill door. It opens, it closes.
Does it actually open?
Let me just look at my paperwork here.
What are you, a door salesman? That's amazing.
It opens, it closes, it locks.
It locks, it cocks. It's basically you see a hallway in front of you.
I, Lorkel, walk down the hallway and look to the left, around the corner to the left.
Stealthy-like?
You turn the corner, and immediately...
12 spiders.
No.
15.
You see two giant centipedes coming at you.
What the
roll for initiative, motherfuckers!
My God. Jesus.
Shit. Jesus. God, mother.
There's no rest for the weary here.
I just rolled my third 5 in a row for initiative.
Wow. Oh, you're rolling a 5-sided die.
Oh, damn.
That's the thing.
So that's really good. Slowly. That's really good for
very
a 5-sided die.
Troy just put two really gross-looking giant centipede tokens on the map, and they look really gross.
They are really gross. Okay. Let me roll my centipedes initiative. Oh, that was a good one. As was that.
With 100 legs, you think they do pretty well on initiative.
Yeah.
They're pretty speedy. All right, anybody got over 20?
24.
24. No, you guys
dwarf.
Are rolling. 19, 18.
Oh.
Ooh.
What were your initiative bonuses?
I'm assuming Gormley has the higher initiative bonus.
She does.
I have a +7 to my initiative.
And you guys just... Oh, boy. That was a little much.
Centipede!
Oh! Lork, I'm sorry, you guys rolled 18, you said?
18.
Lork, what'd you roll?
5.
Okay, Baron, you're up. You just see Lork round the corner and go, jump.
Baron shouts as a swift action, lead them back. Well, let me use a Texan accent. Lork, lead them back out. And I take a 5-foot step. Well, actually, I move to the left side of the door. So over here and a square away.
Okay.
You know what you could do? You could ready an action where if you see them.
Yes.
You could move and then fire.
I will say that as a swift action, what I already said, which is Lorik lead them out, and I will ready an action. So in... You can hold actions during combat, and you can wait for the opportune moment to go. An action in this game is normally during combat like a second or 2 seconds. It's very fast, even though it takes
super
a while to talk
super
about.
Super fast.
So you're going to ready an action that right. if a centipede comes within striking distance.
I'm going to fire at their fucking skull, yeah. Or whatever their exoskeleton would be called.
Yeah. Fire when ready. Gormley.
Can I take a 5-foot step and ready in action, or do I have
yes.
to?
Yes, sure.
So I'm going to take a 5-foot step. Yeah, there.
Okay.
No.
To the other side, I would say.
Yeah.
We could flank the door.
Great.
Like one.
Flank. You don't have to take a 5-foot step. You can just move wherever you want and ready in action.
Great. I will move me back against the firewall. Yep. And I'll ready in action that if I see a centipede, I will evil eye it.
Probably won't work.
No,
I don't.
Insects,
it's like
I
insects,
think. Yeah.
Like, I think
they don't have enough of an intelligence.
Well, he
like
does.
Animal. I mean, you don't know.
Give it a shot.
Yeah,
you gotta learn. You gotta learn as a character.
If not,
and
like
then get hugs or loves.
Okay, so you're readying What do you
Eagle
bring?
Eye.
Eagle Eye.
Evil Eye.
Evil Eye.
Class. Eagle Eye Cherry.
Eagle Eye Cherry. All right, Galabras, old gal.
I'm going to use a bit of luck again. I'm going to touch Baron's butt. And
good luck.
Every Pathfinder game I have with a support character, I have a strangely sexual relationship of not my choosing.
Yeah, that's true. It's forced upon you every time, and it's true.
All right, Galabras is getting as weird as Gormley. Now, these centipedes are going to attack old Lork.
Oh, Lork.
All right, so this one steps up here and just... And that's actually the photo of it there. It is going to try and bite Lork. 11?
Miss. Blocked.
Probably a miss.
All right.
And then the other one just takes a step up and kind of clogs the hallway there and just... making weird sounds like that. Lork, your turn.
Lork will...
stick and move, buddy.
He's going to attack.
Who?
With
his spear.
Oh. He'll miss with the spear. And then he will...
You got some points in health.
He will...
grow up here?
All right, fine. Yeah. He'll grow a pair. So he's going to draw them back up the hallway towards his compatriots, and he will take an attack of opportunity from them in trying to get away.
Ah, fair enough.
But only one. Them is...
Okay, so that guy goes to bite you as you're running away and doesn't get you.
Oh, lucked out, lucked out. All right.
Looks like you got the bit of luck.
Okay.
Okay. Next round, Baron.
Can I hold my action again?
You can shoot through my square. You can shoot through me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you can see.
I can't see around the corner though right now. No. But yeah. So I'm gonna continue to hold my action until they come out.
Or no, ready.
Ready my action, yeah. Which is shoot them if they show up.
Okay, so he's still in readying mode. Gormley.
Still readying.
Readying the evil eye, Galabras. Who has now used two bit of lux.
Yeah, I'm going to move over to the opposite side of the door and wait for one of these things to come through.
So currently we are in like a...
Are you going to ready an action there, Galabras?
Yeah, if one comes within macing range, I'm going to mace it.
We are in a crescent-shaped formation around a door, a bottleneck on the other side that the centipedes have to cross through, and we're basically going to whack-a-mole them.
Pretty much. All right, bring it, centipede.
And sure enough, they bring it. This thing just kind of comes... Actually, no, it can move one more. Moves right up into the middle of all of you. And attacks Lork again.
Do all of our actions.
Well, but before he attacks, they attack.
That's right. It comes out, and now you guys had been readying.
It triggers all the ready actions.
So we'll start with Baron.
Wait. Let's start with.
Start with Baron. First. I'm going to go in initiative order. Baron.
So I rolled a 16 on my first roll. My second roll. It's a 2 again. Amazing. The exact same 2 rolls. So it's a 20 on the first roll.
The 20 hits.
6 points of damage.
So this thing turns the corner, and once it enters the door, Baron bears down on it, shoots it, and kills it.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh my gosh. You know what? That kind of sucks because I rolled another 20.
Oh no!
hey, I believe you, Galabras.
It's right here.
You can't kill it twice.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe has just made a face to suggest that he does not, in fact,
damn it.
All right, now where that thing's dead, does Gormley and Galabras' action still happen? Or no, it died, so they still
ready?
You
said you were going to resolve it in initiative order, so, yeah.
We have to ready new actions if we wanted to ready new actions?
No, because we didn't take our action.
Yeah, I would say that they're still readying.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. It's much more interesting than, like, hold on, let me look. Okay, so sure enough, this thing comes around the corner, sees its dead brother, and stays right there. I don't believe it has any ranged attacks that
can
it wants.
Can Gormley see it? I think she can see it.
Yep, that's within so Gormley's range. So now Gormley gets
do an evil eye.
Evil eye.
So if it's subject to it.
So you do your evil eye, and it does nothing.
Fair enough.
You're so useless.
Aw.
Level one.
Sometimes there's a little bit of truth in comedy, and sometimes there's 100% truth. No, I'm kidding. We love you.
All right, so now it's going to be Lork's turn.
Okay, Lork will step up and attack.
And Lork is using a spear, so he's not in direct melee range.
Yeah, he's going to reach an extra square away and stab.
Ooh,
15.
15 hits.
Yeah. 9 points of damage.
And Lork kills the other side. Nice job.
Nice. I'm digging this combo here.
You guys are really
spear
good.
And the firearm. Very effective.
You guys are doing really well at killing minor vermin.
All right.
First level, man.
Just level grinding, man. We're level grinding.
That's what you do, dude.
Speaking of which, are we still first level? This is the 6th episode.
I know, yeah. I know. I can't just give it away.
Oh, God. All right. Do you want me to do some sort of dance? Like, what
do you want me to do?
What's your sick, twisted mind want?
What do you want me to earn enough XP to reach second level? Not over my dead body. All right, so, this room here, Lork, you would have seen, having rounded the corner, most of this room is in complete shambles. You realize now, as it was pretty clear, that this was the collapsed wall that you first viewed when you came upon the plague house. So that wall is just a heap of rubble, but there is a staircase to the northeast leading to a wooden loft upstairs, which you realize is the second floor, that little piece of second floor that was still left over, whereas the rest of the top floor was pretty much unusable. And then the area beneath the loft is just filled with like fallen beams, bricks, debris, totally impassable. So there's stairs that lead up.
Can I do a perception check for any other Hope knives or lockets or used sure. condoms?
Sure.
Lambskin.
15 perception.
Okay, you look around and you don't see anything, but you do notice a secret door.
Ooh!
Secret doors are the funnest.
But it
worst fun would be grammatically correct.
It's right there. And when you open it, it just leads to the debris of the stairs. So maybe it was something that...
Like a secret door under the stairs?
Yeah.
It used to be under the stairs?
It would have been until...
Where Harry Potter lived.
It's Harry Potter lived there.
I don't read those books, so I don't know what that means.
You're a wizard, Gormley.
Fucking nerds.
Come on.
I'm a witch, thank you very much. Well, do we want to check out that loft? Because if you want to send somebody up, I can go because I have Featherfall in case the ground is
not... Do you have any climb skill, though?
It's always best to send your caster alone into an unknown room.
If you don't have a climb skill, I think that either Lork or Baron...
Is it a climb? Is it broken stairs up?
No, it's the stairs are... They look like you can walk up.
I'll let you go if you want to go.
But leave your armor and weapons.
just leave your weapons and abilities behind.
Did you take a journal we could possibly...
And here, it's...
Leave your journal with us.
It's probably best if we blindfold you in case there's a Medusa.
Well, do you want to come with me? I can only featherfall myself. I can't featherfall other
things. Yeah, I'm not concerned. I'll go.
Let's go.
You don't have communal featherfall?
Kind of witch are you? All right, why don't you go ahead up and Galabras and I'll follow right behind.
All right, so I'll go around the corner and
I'll polish my gun.
Head up the stairs.
No, I'll come up.
Is that what they're calling it?
All right, but this time, Gormley leading the way up into the loft.
Gormley leads the charge.
Yep, Lork right behind.
She does love old artifacts.
So most of this wooden loft is surprisingly still standing. It's the only remnant of the building's destroyed second floor that you could actually walk on. This roofless chamber is completely exposed to the elements and filled with just debris, soot, fire-damaged furnishings, and charred wooden beams. There is a large, soot-covered brass statue of a goddess with a long sword.
Oh.
A long sword in one hand and a kite shield in the other. Standing precariously on the northern edge of the platform, right above the rickety flight of stairs.
Baron does a perception check on the floor to see any structural inconsistencies or weaknesses.
Is okay.
That okay?
Mm-hmm.
13.
You seem like this is okay. Like, you can't go running and jumping around up here, but you feel like it's going to hold you as long as you don't do anything stupid.
Galabras is going to do a religion check on the statue, see if he can identify the goddess in question, which I think I know what it is, but 10.
DC 10 recognizes the statue as Iomedae, yes.
I knew it.
Now, do any of you worship Iomedae?
Hell no.
Ah, God.
You did grow up in a city that is predominantly Iomedae-based.
Lork probably does, honestly. I don't know. It's hard to say because he's got a criminal past and stuff like that, and now he's kind of like...
Born again Christian. You could be death row.
But isn't Iomedae lawful good, like all things good? I mean, he's chaotic neutral. Is that he can't take that, right?
I wonder. I mean, this would be
two steps away, isn't it?
A religious transformation for him if he did decide, like, now's the time.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, like, as a player, I probably didn't know that Lork does have a
Yomadai's cleric alignments are lawful good, neutral good, and lawful neutral.
Okay, yeah, so then he can't. He can't.
Glory good, lost son, and war.
Good to know. So, yeah, no, not Iomedae.
No, okay.
None of us worship Iomedae.
None of you worship Iomedae, okay. But you do, you appreciate a good god statue when you see it. and maybe it's just being imbued by your recent kills or the fervor of the moment, but you all feel immediately imbued with more powers as you level up to second level.
Oh, snap! Nice.
Oh, well, maybe now I will go Iomedae.
I've had a religious awakening too. Fuck you, Desna.
Holy shit!
What have you done for me lately?
All right, Skid, give us a little a quick synopsis on leveling up.
Yeah.
So once you earn a certain amount of experience points, like your characters like learn gradually, like get better at what they do as they experience the world, and you get a little better at everything, like. Spellcasters learn new spells. Everybody gets new hit points. You get a little bit better at like hitting things and
a little bit better at staying alive. Yeah.
Yep. And different levels like can come with certain perks depending on your class. And you can earn like feats, which are like little tricks that you can like do. And it's there's a lot of different things that can happen. But basically, you just get a little bit better.
Ultimately, it's why we play, right? I mean, it's like leveling up is the coolest, funnest part.
It's the best part.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Outside of building the character, like leveling up.
Yeah, learning new abilities, getting better at what you do is just the best. Right.
Now, I asked you guys before you came to bring a fully leveled up second level character, second level of your character sheet, so that you'd be prepared just in case you leveled up. Any fun new tricks you guys can do, or a new ship?
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Let's start with Galabras. What's some of your new shit?
I now have 15 hit points instead of 8. My saves went up slightly. My fortitude, my will saves both went up by 1.
Anything interesting?
Additional spell. Hold on. I have an additional spell, first level spell.
That's good.
And I think my channel positive energy went up too, right?
No.
No?
No. I don't get more
channels per day. No, that's only based on your
it
modifier.
Might. Sorry, it might. I thought you meant like, do you get more per day?
No.
I don't think it's 2d6 at third level, I think.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it odd level?
That's one of the things like this program we use to do our characters, like PC Gen.
Hero Lab would tell you.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I'll look it up.
So you might have a new, a stronger channel. Probably not. We'll have to look that up.
One question I have about Skid's new statistics is already mentioned his health points. However, in the interest of integrity and people not fudging their hit points, don't we decide to roll with the Dungeon Master to make sure?
We do.
We do. And I actually, what I did, I was at work, and so I wanted it. So I rolled... 8-sided die twice, and I just took the higher roll.
Oh, that actually is fine.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't I? I thought I rolled with you. No,
you did for in our other game.
Oh,
but not for
so
this.
So you just straight cheated.
I did.
Well, it's an honor system thing.
We are all trust. We're all friends here. I rolled with Joe and Matthew.
And I sent a video of mine.
Yeah.
very brief video.
Matthew emailed me. He's like, can I call you to roll hit points? And I sent an email back 2 seconds later. I just rolled for you. I rolled a one. And he's like, I love that you are always close to a D6.
Just in case. Never far away from you.
Matthew, do you have any new stuff for Gormley for the second level?
Yeah, I mean, we got some nice hit points.
Sure.
Gormley.
What did you end up rolling?
I rolled a 5.
Oh, nice.
It was a D6.
5 out of 6.
She, because Gormley is, witches pick a patron at first level, a mysterious force they don't quite understand but imbues them with certain powers. At second level, Gormley gained Jump, which, if I can...
The crisscross song?
Refer to my, yeah, exactly. I just break out into song. No, it gives me a plus 10 enhancement bonus on acrobatics checks made to attempt high jumps or long jumps.
Wow. Oh, that's your agility thing.
That's my agility
thing.
Yeah. I also gained a new hex, Cackle.
You really
so, yeah, getting less creepy, I see, as you level up.
Yeah. Can we hear a quick cackle from you, Matthew?
I'm working on a good one. I mean, to be honest with you, I can give you a draft.
Yeah, please.
It's like...
That's pretty good.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good start. I mean, it's a good draft.
It's a good draft. I need to work on it. But that gives that I can use that as a move action once per round, and that allows me to extend the effects of my other hexes, including Evil Eye, for one round each time.
That's pretty sweet. And as we've seen, Evil Eye, very effective against...
Insects.
But that's good. Now you know, like, when you fight an insect, like, he's probably going to be immune to mind-affecting effects. And he was. What about Lork?
Lork, as you know...
Lork, the spider slayer.
Lork rolled max hit points, which that's is right. phenomenal for a guy who's going to try to, you know, take a lot of the damage. So he's up to 23 hit points now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a big jump.
Good to know. I'm going to attack you more.
Right. He gets... It's a little easier for him to hit things now. The damage is still the same, but a little easier to hit. And his fun little special ability that he got at this level is...
And this is a ranger special ability? He's a ranger, right?
Mm-hmm. He's okay. A ranger. He got rapid shot. So he can now shoot his... If he doesn't move in a round, he can shoot his longbow twice in one round.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because what level do you normally get 2 attacks as a ranger? Third, fifth?
Sixth level.
Sixth?
Yeah, sixth level you get 2 attacks. Most people don't get rapid shot until third level at least because you have to take point blank shot first.
Right.
So it's like a prerequisite to take it. But rangers have this special thing where you pick a line of expertise for the rest of your character.
Oh.
And I picked archery. And you can take any archery feat without prereqs for the whole length of your character.
That's badass.
Yeah. So I took at second level, I can shoot twice in a round, which is awesome. Now I take a penalty to hit, meaning like it's going to be harder for me to hit if I take two.
So the first...
I become slightly less accurate. But if I...
A penalty to both rolls?
Yeah, to both rolls. But if I do hit both, I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean,
it's still, you're rolling dice more.
Yeah.
That's cool. And Grant, what do you know about Baron's second level?
He's a little more acrobatic. He now is really great at sleight of hand, so I can conceal my weapons.
Is
I can
this do your card? Tricks.
Exactly. I can pickpocket people, small items. If I get captured, I can... hide my various accoutrements.
In your butt.
One exciting thing for the listeners, I think, is that you're about to hear a live hit point rolling
you
session.
You didn't do it before?
Oh. Whoa, this is exciting.
Wow.
So Troy and I, Gunslinger has a D10 hit dice. So
D10.
The highest hit dice you can have in this game typically is D12 for barbarians and
fighters.
D10 is the next highest. D8 is reserved for clerics, typically.
Rogues.
And then it's based on their role in the game. So someone who's more tankier and a frontline person who might have less versatility would have higher hit dice. Someone who's more versatile and can do cooler things like our wizard.
A glass cannon, if you will.
And basically every level you go up, you get to roll that die again to see what your hit points are. But our house rule is, since you could very well roll a 1 on a D12, and that would be pretty shitty, I roll with the player, and I let him take the better one. So here we go, Grant. I rolled a 5 out of 10.
Oh, a two.
Ooh, the five is better.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a five. That's 50% is
solid.
Solid.
Yeah, could be worse.
You know, solid day's work.
And that's why we do that, because if he just rolled a two and went up two hit points, you're going to be fighting much harder monsters at second level. That it could kill your character not having those hit points.
Yeah. Speaking of killing your character, you guys ready to go downstairs?
Oh, before we do, I did look it up, and you get your channel goes up at third level.
I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah, you get nothing special at second level. Yes. But you get an extra first level spell per day.
That's right. And yeah, I think my spell. Base attack bonus goes up one. So I finally get a bonus on my roll to hit today.
There you go.
Yes, so that's
cool. Oh, Galabras the tank, back in action.
See, now, because I have the confidence.
But you don't need an attack bonus when all you roll is 20s.
I know.
It's true.
You really wasted that base attack bonus.
I totally did.
All right, so you guys see the statue of Yomadai.
And then we work our way back down. The only way to go is the creepy stairs down with the dog-sized, creepy, crawly thing, right?
As far as you know, yeah.
Here's a quick question for you. So I took damage in the last combat. Mm-hmm. I've just leveled up. So if I had 3 points of damage, do I just go to my new HP and then subtract the 3 points of damage?
No, basically your threshold now is higher, but you retain
the current
level of damage until you heal.
And if you're unharmed?
If you're unharmed, then you have a higher threshold, but you retain the hit points you have. So once you take your next rest, then you can go back up to full HP.
Oh, so we still have our level one hit points right now.
So I still have eight. Okay, all right.
So maybe before you go downstairs, you want to make positive energy over here.
I'm at a six right now, a six HP.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
I'm going to channel.
That's a great idea.
Channel positive. Everybody gets 3 points.
Good. 3 hit points, all right.
Okay. You still got what, three channels left?
I have three left.
Nice.
No, two left.
Two left. Ooh. Don't go. Well, I'm sure there's nothing downstairs, so you guys will probably be fine.
Yeah, we're in great shape.
Okay, so you go back to the stairs?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Should we what's just party charge with? Down here?
Yeah.
Good?
Why not?
Don't want to rest up to full hit points? Everybody's good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd love to rest.
Well, let's see once we cast some spells. Maybe, okay. Maybe right. Then.
Yeah.
If you guys want to be little bitches about it.
Oh, strong words from a dwarf.
Typical
dwarf.
I do want to be a little bitch.
Yeah, I mean, just obviously we got to, let's see if you can use your potions, Skid's going to be your big healer right now, so he's going to keep him alive. Okay, so what's the party order going to the store?
Lork will be up front with, I assume, our dwarven friend, Baron, right behind him.
We're the Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Do you want me to take up the rear, Gormley, or would you rather?
It doesn't matter to me.
All right, I'll take up the rear.
Okay.
I mean, mechanically, strategically, you should not, because a bit of luck. You should be able to touch one of us
actually,
easily and quickly.
Yeah, that's true. I should be... Yep. Okay.
And we just hope Gormley doesn't die.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so I open up the door again, bracing for a fight.
Okay. And just as you do, a number of dire rats come running up the stairs at you. But you know what? Let's do this encounter next time.
Oh man!
Fuck you.